The claim is that the laws violate First Amendment rights to free speech and 14th Amendment equal protection to LGBTQ students. Equality Utah board member and law professor Cliff Roski has worked to help LGBT children through advocacy research. He explains the impacts of Utah Department of Education anti-homosexuality laws on children.
And that has a very harmful effect on students. It stigmatizes them. There's like a culture of silence and non-acceptance, that the idea is that being LGBT is so shameful that it has to be hidden and ignored.
Roski says the environment at school allows for vicious physical and emotional abuse against one class of children. School personnel are legally unable to address bullying and assault when it involves an LGBT child. Andrea Hood from the Utah State Suicide Prevention Coalition talks about their work to identify at-risk kids, and she says bullying is a concern.
We do know that students in Utah, especially if they're being bullied both at school and electronically, are more likely to have thoughts of suicide and to contemplate suicide. So that is definitely a risk factor and definitely something that we should be working on in our communities here.
There's a youth risk behavior survey done in schools, and until 2014, there were no questions about sexual identity or preference. All Utah schools have agreed to use the updated survey this year, which will include those identifying questions. Because there's no mechanism for law enforcement or medical responders to gather data about sexual preference or identity, Hood says they don't know how much suicide affects this population of kids. She said they know anxiety, depression, substance abuse, and bipolar disorder are almost always part of the equation in a youth suicide.
We know that for most students in Utah, according to our population surveys, that religion and religious involvement is a protective factor. We haven't been able to measure if they feel, rejected by that religion or isolated in it, that could turn that protective factor into a risk factor. That's very possible, but we haven't been able to measure that yet.
Hood says law enforcement assessments of suicide don't include issues related to sexual identity or preference.
That we don't have data around people who actually died by suicide, what their sexual orientation was, because that's not collected by police investigators after a death. Even though that's one of the data elements we've asked police investigators for, they just have a lot of demands in their job and they're understaffed, and their job is to determine the cause and manner of death.
Hood says the youth risk surveys provide critical information for the schools and professionals who work with at-risk kids. With Utah ranking 8th in the country for suicides between the ages of 10 and 17, she wants parents and kids to know about the many resources available to families. She says FamilyAcceptance.org has resources to help keep LGBTQ kids connected, and UtahSuicidePrevention.org offers many resources for anyone in need of support if they are contemplating suicide. The crisis line is 1-800-273-TALK. I'm Carolyn Murray, KPCW News.